Thoas, Andremon's son, led the Aetolians. Inhabitants of Pleuron, Olenus, Pylene, seaside Chalcis, Caledon of rocky mountainsides. Thoas their leader because the sons of Aeneas were no more, and red-haired Meleagrus too was dead. Command of all had thus devolved on Thoas, and 40 black ships crossed the sea with him. Idomeneus, famed as a spear-fighter, led the Cretans. All who came from Cnossus, Gorton, the town of many walls, and Lictus, Miletus, and Lycastus, gleaming white Phaestus, and Rhytian, those pleasant towns, all from that island of 100 cities served under Idomeneus, the great spearman, whose second in command, Meriones, fought like the slaughtering god of war himself. 80 black ships had crossed the sea with these. Tlepolemus, the son of Heracles, had led 9 ships from Rhodes. Impetuous men, the Rhodians, in 3 regional divisions, Lindus, Ialysus, and bright Chimaerus, serving under Tlepolemus, the spearman whose mother, Astyochea, had been taken by Heracles, who brought her from Ephyra out of the Silius River Valley, where he had plundered many noble towns. No sooner was Tlepolemus of age than he had killed his father's uncle, old Licymnius, Alcmena's warrior brother, and fitting out his ships in haste, he sailed over the deep sea, taking many with him, in flight from other descendants of Heracles. Wandering, suffering bitter days at sea, he came at last to Rhodes. The island, settled in townships, one for each of 3 great clans, was loved by Zeus, ruler of gods and men, and wondrous riches he poured out upon them. Nireus had led 3 well-found ships from Syme. Nireus, Aglaia's child by Lord Carapus. Nireus, of all Danaans before Troy, most beautifully made after Achilles. A feeble man, though, with a small contingent. Then those of Nicyrus and Carpathus and Cassus and the island town of Cos, ruled by Eurypylus, and the Calydni Islands, ruled by Pheidippus and Antiphus, the sons of Thessalus, a son of Heracles. 30 long ships in line belonged to these. Tell me now, Muse, of those from that great land called Argos, of Pelasgians, who lived at Alos, at Alope, and at Trachis, and those of Thia, those of Hellas, lands of lovely women. All those troops they called the Myrmidons and Hellenes, and Achaeans, led by Achilles, in their 50 ships,